Welcome to our show on how to help small business to win corporate clients. I'm very delighted to have Darren Soule from Suspended Animation to join us on this show today, and myself as your host, Sandra D'Souza. Welcome, Darren.
Welcome. Thanks for having me, Sandra. Nice to be back again.
It is great to have you back again. And last time we were talking about social media. But today, our topic is going to be about podcasting as a sales tool. And the reason why we're talking about this today is because you are an expert in podcasting. And I would love for you to share some insight with our audience on how to use it as a sales tool, especially for small business owners.
Absolutely.
So, Darren, yes, thank you. Darren, just I guess just for our audience who may have missed it, I don't know why they would have missed it, but may have missed our last show with you on it. Do you think you could just share your background with us and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, of course. Sydney boy, born and bred in Sydney. I started off doing a lot of work as a photographer. So I still do a lot of work as a photographer. I do a lot of corporate work, headshots. I did do a lot of events, but now in this particular time, yes. the events are non-existent, unfortunately, but hopefully they'll come back again. And at a certain point, probably about a couple of years ago, I really wanted to ramp up my marketing. And I thought, okay, I started thinking about which way to do that. And I started researching, and then I found social media and podcasting. And I thought, all right, I'm going to go all the way, dive in and use social media and podcasting to help me market my photo business. And fast forward two and a half years, the results have been incredible, and I've really been able to build some really strong brand awareness for what I do. And I'm now at the point where I'm actually working as a consultant and a coach for people that want to start learning how to use podcasting and social media for their business to drive business results and drive awareness. And I'm kind of like to put podcasting within social media in a way as well, even though we're going to talk about podcasting more. But just remember that podcasting is still a fantastic platform or pillar within your wider social media content strategy. So I'll always remember to keep that caveat so people understand that podcast is great and it's incredibly powerful. I'm going to go through today why, but it is part of your wider social media strategy as well. So it's good to just know that it has its place there too.
And that is true, because podcasting is it's literally a form of content, isn't it?
Really, 100%. That's exactly right. Podcast is one of the best forms of content, and I'll explain why in a little bit.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your amazing intro. So before we get started into you sharing some really amazing tips, I would like to probably ask you, or not probably ask you, I will ask you, with your podcasting, I think we were just talking before the show that you're in somewhere in the 80s.
82 episodes so far.
Wow, 82 episodes. And so you would have interviewed a wide range of people for the podcast.
Definitely.
And I guess what I'm hoping to, my question is really, is to find out your experience in having corporate clients on your podcast.
Great. You mean having, like, interviewing my clients or using podcasting as a lead generation to corporate clients?
Using lead generation as a for corporate clients and like getting them on board and talking to them. What was that like?
Yeah. Oh, look, it's amazing. I mean, it's so powerful, because podcasting is one of the best icebreakers or lead generation tools or door openers, you know, to put different words around the same thing. Because if you think about it, you know, everybody's really busy. Nobody's taking phone calls anymore. You know, you're lucky if you get a response to an email, if it's just a cold email, or, you know, they don't know who you are. So to actually get face-to-face time with anybody and to really, you know, go down that track of building a new relationship and doing business development, it's hard work these days, right? It's harder and harder. Yeah. Cold calling doesn't work anymore. You know, we used to do that. I used to do that years ago, right?
Yeah.
So, but the beautiful thing is, a podcast is like this magical marketing key that opens up the door to all those things in a really easy way. Because if you go and try and make a cold call or try and, you know, talk to somebody that doesn't know who you are, 99% of the time they'll say, "Ah, go away, I'm too busy." But if you say, "I've got a podcast, this is the podcast, I'd like to interview as my guest," oh, all of a sudden the door's open. Everybody wants to be on a podcast. Everybody wants to share their knowledge. Everybody wants to have their 5 minutes of fame. So when you build a platform or the stage for people to shine on, it's amazing how they'll flock to you, because everybody will say yes. They'll say, "Sure, when can we do it? Let's do it next week." Whereas before, you might have had to wait 6 months for a phone call return or for a meeting or for a five-minute coffee. So podcasting is an incredible business development tool if you really get serious.
I love it. I think that's really important to know. And because especially the corporate clients, like you said, cold calling, emails, none of that works. And to just to get them to reply, using podcasting as a lead generation tool is a fantastic idea, but it's not just an idea. There's obviously a lot of work that goes into it, definitely. But because, you know, you want to make sure you do a good job. And so it obviously opened up the doors for you. And I guess if you could take us through with your experience, was it a daunting experience? Did it feel like, will they say yes? Do you get nervous? Any of that stuff? I know I'm the nervous type, but.
Sure, of course, absolutely. If I go back to some of my first episodes, I'm thinking, oh boy, that was terrible. What am I doing?
Something like my episodes.
But you know what? Like, you have to just know that, like anything else, it's a journey. You can't be an expert when you don't have enough runs on the board, when you haven't done enough work. You've just got to know that you start here and you keep going every day and you get better and you add the number of episodes, and the more you do, the more relaxed you become, the more better prepared you are, the more you know how to pivot and dance around certain topics and segue into certain topics during an interview, the better interviewer you become. You just got to know that that's just how it is, and you got to try and block out all the negative talk and block out all the criticism and just go through that journey on your own and say that I'm going to go from here to here. It's my journey and I'm going to be really good. And over time, you'll be amazed at the results.
Awesome. That's really, really good advice. So, I mean, that sort of leads to my next question. And that is, I would like you to offer us, you know, what other three tips, in, you know, your knowledge of podcasting that you think us small business owners can learn.
For sure. Now, Sandra, I'm going to give you not three tips. I'm going to give you 11 tips.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Okay. And I've got them on my screen as well, because I don't want to miss any. Because they're really important. I mean, for me, like, a lot of people ask me this, and I say, so I went down and I wrote down 11 reasons why podcasting is so powerful, particularly from a lead generation or as a marketing tool. So I want to make sure I give everybody those today.
No worries.
So the first one is, as we mentioned earlier, podcasting forms another part or a strong part of your social media strategy. So it's another piece of content, right? So it's video content, it's audio content, and it's written content if you transcribe it. So already you're leveraging, you know, one podcast into three or four different forms. But even more so, it is a very important part of your content because it's fresh. It's a new guest every day or every week. You know, the audience is not just listening to you again. Ah, oh, there's Darren again. What's he going on about? You know, I've got a new guest. I've got someone, an interesting perspective. So it's a fantastic way to keep in front of your audience regularly, but keeping it fresh and fun. And, you know, you can have the podcast as short or as long as you want. So, you know, it's from a content point of view, it's incredibly powerful. It's a brilliant piece of content. Can
I just point out, like, that's precisely what we're doing with this show.
Yeah, 100%.
Is that we're having this recorded. It's available on YouTube.
Yep.
It's also available as an audio on the podcast channel that we have.
Yep. Yep.
And we also get it transcribed for blog pieces because, like you said, the content we've get, the interviews, like what you're sharing with us, you know, it's really amazing. And it's actually quite very helpful, not just quite helpful, very helpful. And why limit to just one form, putting it as many platforms just to, so that everybody has a preference, I guess, with what they're sharing, isn't it?
Definitely.
And it makes it very, I guess, easy, if I could say, just one recording and we get all this content.
It is, you know, and nowadays in marketing, content is king. We all are striving for content. So a podcast gives you unlimited content and opportunities for content. If you just say, I'm going to start a podcast, I'm going to actually follow through on this. I'm going to do one episode a week or one episode a month. And you know that that's the way it is. And you will always have some content to draw on. So it's incredibly powerful from that point of view. Okay.
Wow.
So that's only tip number one. Okay.
All right.
That's number one. All right. So number two, as we mentioned earlier, it's an incredible business or lead generation tool. You know, again, it opens up doors to people that you normally would not get access to, for sure. Yep. And at the same time, it allows you to sell what you do and who you are in a very soft way. So if you're a podcaster, you don't generally talk much about what you do, but because you're in front of your audience all the time, it's a very indirect way to say, oh, look, that's Darren again. There's his brand. Oh, that's Sandra. That's what she does, Elect. And if people are not sure what you do, they'll have, you know, they'll be interested and they'll go and search for you. They'll Google you. They'll find out. They'll look at your website. So it's a very passive way to build your brand and without push selling, it's not a hard sell. So that's very powerful, as well as giving you access to those people, particularly corporates, that you would normally never get access to. And every guest that I have a podcast episode with, like you, we chat 5 minutes before, we chat 5 minutes after, 10 minutes after, we might have a conversation during the week. We're building a personal relationship. You know? So then when you might need something or you might have a question, you say, oh, let me ring Darren. So it's an incredibly powerful business development tool that people forget about. So that's number two. Number three, we've chatted about, you can extract many forms of content from the one piece. Audio, video, and if you send it off to Rev, R-E-V, you can get it transcribed and within for a few dollars, and you've got some nice blog and written form content as well. Right? That's number three. Number four, you collaborate and you build relationships with some really powerful thought leaders and influencers in your market, in your area, in your industry. Right, so very powerful. You know, we all need a community of people that are in the same area that we work in. And if you establish yourself as a thought leader in that community, that can bring you lots of opportunities as well.
Okay. That's very true. Yeah,
very true. For example, that can bring you work as a speaker, as a keynote speaker. It can bring you work as a workshop host or as a workshop facilitator. Because you're positioning yourself as a thought leader in your area of expertise. So another very powerful tool. It allows
very
you to,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true because they get to see how you are on the show and how you speak and how you present.
Definitely.
And that is an insight that's how you get, you know, opportunities to be speakers.
That's right. It's proof. Like if people don't know what you can do, they're skeptical about booking you. But if they see or follow your podcast, they understand your philosophy, how you think, how you work. Yeah. They'll say, oh, sure, Darren, I've been following you for 2 years. Sure, come and do a speech, whatever, no problem. Because I don't have to prove myself. I've already proven myself over 2 years. So it's very powerful. You know, so people want to break into the speaking world, a podcast is an incredible way to do it.
Right.
Position yourself as a speaker in whatever field you're interested in. If it's motivation, if it's whatever, having your own podcast is an absolute must.
Love it.
Yeah. So very powerful.
Oh, we're not even halfway through. Great tips already.
They're the five big ones. And these five are really just little extras that can really benefit you as well. But those are the five big ones for really the powerful return on investment. But in addition to that, podcasting is a creative outlet. So you can play with your creativity. You can learn. It teaches you how to promote your podcast better. You start to get really good with your marketing and your promotion. So it exercises your creative muscle. And the more you do it, the more creative you become, which spills into all the other things you do and helps you in all those other areas. So again, it's exercising that creativity. It also teaches you to upskill in terms of your technology. You know, you learn how to video edit, you learn how to do some sound editing. We were just talking about that before the show.
That
can be a bit time consuming, but if you start to find little quick ways to do things and streamline your process, you can actually learn how to really become great with technology and not spend too much time on it. So you can, you know, and it's all digital now. You know, it's a digital age. We need to know how to work with technology and digital, all these digital means.
Yeah. No, that's good. And I have become more proficient on video editing than I thought I would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm paying more attention to how other people do it too.
Definitely. You know, and iMovie is such a cool, easy way to do things. If you have a Mac, iMovie is a great tool, but there's lots of other tools. So that's really powerful. The other thing it does, podcasting allows you to sharpen your communication skills. You get better as a speaker. You get better as an interviewer. You get better as a conversationalist, which can help you personally as well as professionally.
Right? That's true. Because,
you know, the more you start to really define your and refine your speaking skills and your communication skills, because when you're a podcaster, it's easy to fall into the trap of wanting to take over the conversation, but a good podcaster is really a good listener. He or she is a good facilitator. You ask a question, you set the stage, and then you sit back and listen. You know, your guest is there to shine, and you have to let them take the stage. And so it's really powerful as a communication sharpening exercise, because it's amazing how that can help you in life as well.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, when it comes to engaging with corporate clients are people, and that helps overcome the fear. Like you said earlier, you know, when you start off, it's kind of scary, but the more you practice, the more experience you get. And experience really comes from more and more practices, isn't it? Nothing more.
100%. You know, they say it used to be the 10,000, was it the 10,000 hour rule?
Yeah. Yes.
And with the digital age, it might even be more, because it's so accessible now to do things.
Yeah.
As a photographer, we used to say the first 10,000 photos, but now with digital, it might even be the first 30 or 40,000, because you nowadays the cameras just go spray and pray a lot as well. So you really have to refine your skills with more practice. And with digital, that's the case. So it's just practice. And a couple more, really. Podcasting is fun. Look how much fun we're having.
Yes, that's
true. You get
to
meet some great people. You get to have some fun. You get to talk about things you love to talk about. You know, it's great. You get to interact with your posts and your audience. It's great fun. And really the last thing, and last but not least, is you learn so much. Like, I've done 82 episodes, and that's close to 80, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50 hours worth of education.
That is true.
I've learned so much about so many different things, about marketing, about branding, about exercise, about mindset, because I interview all sorts of different people and, you know, and also different charities and different not-for-profit organizations and different initiatives, government initiatives, and all sorts of things. So it's incredible what you learn as a podcaster.
Yeah. No, I mean, and those hours, I mean, that's real life experiences.
Definitely.
That you're getting, as opposed to theoretical or academic type of things.
Yep.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but just meeting people from all walks of life that are not necessarily part of your network.
That's right.
It just helps give you, I guess, a multidimensional view of the world too.
It does. And as you say, like, those people are all experts in their field. So they've done the 10,000 hours or 100,000 hours already. They're just giving you their experience over that time in half an hour, and you've just got everything. You've taken their whole life story and their whole life's experience in half an hour, and you do that times 80 or 90 or 100, look how much you've learned.
Wow. So I wonder you should, you might even get a PhD out of this.
They should actually have PhD in podcasting.
Yes.
So there you go. There's about 11 incredible reasons why podcasting is so powerful. And podcasting has been around for 10 or so years, but it's almost like it's making a resurgence now because of the digital age and because of how easy it is and accessible it is to get technology, how to record podcasts. Everybody's wants to know about podcasting. Everybody wants to be on a podcast. Everyone wants to have their own podcast. It's making a huge resurgence now. So it's now the time to jump on it.
Well, you know, and I heard about podcasting roughly 5 years ago when, you know, the whole like the content, like what you get on TV has moved onto the podcast as opposed to just interviews, which was interesting. And like you said, I think the resurgence has something to do with COVID, that you can't meet people in person, you can't go out to events, like you said. You know, networking is difficult on an online basis, and podcasting is a great way to meet people and to share more than just business cards. It's, you know, you actually learn about each other in an intimate way. And when I mean intimate, like look at you, it's just me and you on the screen.
Yep.
Yes, we might have lots of people listening to the show, but this intimate setting conversation becomes really valuable content that we can share our conversation to more people rather than in a room in a networking environment that just stays between us.
100%. You know, and we've met now a few times. We've spoken so many times. I feel like we're old friends, and I've
never met you in person
at all. It's all done through.
And I'm in Sydney as well.
There you go. You see? So it just goes to show how powerful it is if you really think about putting together a serious podcast strategy. And that's what it is. It's not just let's just have a show here and there. It's like anything else. You have to put a strategy together, and you've got to know that these are the things that it can do for you, and you've got to execute it professionally. You've got to prepare, and the results will come if you put yourself into it.
I think you've just given us lots and lots of my favorite term, gold nuggets. I think they're great. Not only do you know, Darren, what I, you know, you're talking about podcasting. I mean, even the topic is about the sales tool, but the sales tool is not like, you know, not in the same format as cold calling. No. It's not, sort of like, it's actually a very personal way to get to know people. And it's about relationship building. Yep. It's about getting to know each other. It's about the other person getting to know you. And by getting to know you and you getting to know them is the way of how that relationship building and so then they know how to do business with you.
100%.
Literally, that's the strategy, isn't it? Yeah.
That is, you know, at the end of the day, as everybody's always saying now, has become a bit of a cliche that people do business with people, not technology, because it's so digital. We're all getting behind we're trying to find the meaning back into the personal relationships. And this is another way, another reason to really build those personal relationships, which will help you later on. I mean, I wouldn't have a network the way that I do now if I didn't, you know, have 80 or so episodes under my belt, because I've built up so many great relationships with people. You know, you just can't build that as well if you don't put in that work. And it's just incredibly powerful.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think anything to make anything successful, you need to put some structure and work to it to also, because it's part of people getting to know you, is like, you know, the amount of effort that you've gone through to prepare for this podcast with your 11 tips and making it very engaging content, and engaging content is about you offering your knowledge. It's not about being manipulative or being scheming or trying to position yourself like, say, hey, look at me.
Definitely.
It's actually genuinely you want to share the something that you found has worked really well for you, that you want to share it with a greater audience. And and I really appreciate that, Darren. I thought
my pleasure. And you've hit the nail on the head. Like, marketing nowadays is about providing information, providing content that people can use. It's not about self-promotion with nothing behind it. You need to give people information. That's what builds trust and credibility these days.
Yeah.
The old days of, you know, pizzazz is over. It's empty. You know, you can have a bit of fun, of course, but you've got to have substance. You've got to give people something.
Well, that's the word substance I was going to say is authenticity and substance. And podcasting shows that. And if you're a person who is good at what you do, have a lot of knowledge, podcasting is a best sales tool, one of the best sales tool, the best sales tool at the moment, to use to open doors for your business. Yep. So Darren, thank you so much. I really appreciate how much you I only asked for 3 tips and you gave us 11. So I love that. Thank you for sharing so much of your knowledge. Now, before we wrap up, I was wondering, I like to always do this at the end of the show. Do you have a special offer for our audience?
Yeah, sure. Look, well, I mean, if anybody's interested, I'll two special offers, really. My first offer is I'm giving you something, and the second one is I'll just promote a little event that I'm doing as well. So my first offer is I'm always happy to chat with anybody that's thinking about getting into podcasting. So feel free to just give me a phone call, and I'm happy to chat with you on the phone for half an hour, complimentary, give you some tips and advice about how to do things, what to do, how to start, you know, which apps might be worth using, what technology to use. So anybody's interested, just give me a buzz. And just to finish off, if anybody wants to know more, I'm holding a little webinar for like $20. It's, you know, peanuts. It's going to be the Saturday, the 1st of August from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Zoom. So from the comfort of your own home. And I'm going to be going through a lot of Q&A, actually. It's really a Q&A session, because I love answering questions, and everybody's got different questions, and everybody can learn from everybody else's questions as well. So if anybody's got questions on podcasting or social media, come along and, you know, we'll have a nice open discussion and interactive Q&A session. And I'll send you the link after this so you can put that in as well.
Thank you. Send us the link and we'll add that onto the video so that people can click onto it. As well as if it's not on the video, there will definitely be in the comment section. Thanks for the offer. 2 offers. I asked for 1 and you give us 2 offers. You're just very generous today. All giving. I love it, Darren. Thank you again for being part of the show. And thanks for your offer as well. It was great to have you back and talking about podcasting. I think I will definitely continue. I think with you were my first one in terms of the podcast. They come out wrong. And look, you know, how far I feel like I've grown from this journey. And I always appreciate your generosity, your insightfulness, and here you are also offering 2 amazing offers for our audience. So thank you again for being part of the show.
Thanks for having me back again. Always lovely to be on your show and connect with the Elect community. And, everybody out there, I wish you all the best and start your podcast.
Thanks, Darren. That's it, everybody. Start your podcast. And also, if you want to be part of the show and you feel that you can have something to share with our audience, feel free to contact me as well. But first, check out Darren's webinar. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us. And I hope you enjoy our show. Hope to see you soon again. Thank you.